It's 8 o'clock. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
A new report has estimated that Ireland experienced around 1,100 excess deaths during the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021. It says that government restrictions stand out as one potentially significant factor for lower excess deaths in the first year. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
This report on excess deaths from COVID-19 is from the Society of Actuaries in Ireland. The analysis reveals broadly no excess mortality in 2020. However, 2021 witnessed an increase in excess mortality, signalling a more significant impact on mortality patterns during the pandemic's second year. Excess mortality is defined as the difference between observed deaths and expected deaths. The report has estimated that Ireland experienced around 1,100 excess deaths during the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021. And it says that the government restrictions stand out as one potentially significant factor for lower excess deaths in 2020. The current figures show that since the pandemic started, there have been over 9,300 deaths linked to COVID here. The report points out that recent research on the impact of COVID-19 on mortality here has been contradictory, and that there is no one definitive approach to calculating excess mortality.
An 85-year-old man is to appear in court today charged with murder following the death of an elderly woman in County Down. The body of 81-year-old Patricia Aust was discovered in a house in the Hawthorne Court area of Bangor on Sunday. The man is due before Newtownards Magistrates Court later today. The United States has submitted a resolution to the UN Security Council calling for the implementation of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage plan announced by President Joe Biden last week. This would see an end to the conflict, the release of hostages and the reconstruction of the Palestinian territory. Israel and Hamas have not yet accepted the proposals. The US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller called on Israel to support the plan.
We agree with Israel that Hamas cannot run Gaza. We agree with Israel on Israel's right and Israel's obligation to pursue Hamas for the terrorist attacks of October 7th. But an endless conflict without a political plan forward is just going to leave Israel bogged down in Gaza and is going to exacerbate the security challenges that they face.
A survey has shown that 7 out of 10 primary schools have run at a deficit at some stage over the past 12 months. The survey carried out by the Catholic Primary Schools Managers Association also found that schools had to rely on cash reserves to cover day-to-day costs due to insufficient core funding from the state. The online survey was conducted over 10 days last month, and approximately 50% of all Catholic primary schools responded. With a quarter of votes counted in India's general election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP-led alliance is on track to gain a majority. The country's National Election Commission showed the coalition leading in at least 281 seats of the 543 parliamentary seats. However, the opposition alliance was said to be ahead in over 200 seats, higher than exit polls predicted. Hundreds of millions of votes are being counted and results are expected later today. More than 2,000 passport checks have taken place on the steps of airplanes this year, according to the Department of Justice. Under reforms of immigration laws to go to Cabinet this week, airlines who allow passengers on board without a passport or valid visa will face higher penalties.